pterodactyl wings. I got that right?
Yep, pterodactyl wings and the fish fries.
And the fish fries. Get on in there, have a cold beverage. It's just a great place right on Highway 13 between Park Falls and Butternut. All right, Harb, always good to see you.
Thanks, everyone, and look forward to seeing everybody on Friday.
If you love the Brewers, that's the place to be. Empty pockets on Friday night for that Brewer postgame.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Prepone up to $833 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Quick birthday wishes here as we've been busy this morning. We want to wish happy birthday to Anne-Marie Boblick, who is celebrating a birthday today, from your cousin Linda there. Anne-Marie, hope you have a great day. We'll talk a little celebrity birthdays and other stuff a little bit later on. If you got a local birthday or anniversary, always give us a call. Let us know. You'll be in for that free cake on Friday, 715-762-3221.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
All right, we got a keyword that we're going to give you in just a moment here. Hold on, because it is a 9 o'clock hour in our Scotty Summer giveaway. With your civic media stations, I'm taking a look at the votes here for Autumn, and let's see, we are, we're only 3 votes behind. You guys are doing good. We've made up like 120 votes in the tally, so go on our Facebook page, 98Q Facebook. You'll see a picture of Autumn Mikulski from her state track meet, and just click on the link and vote for her. You can do that on your phone, on your computer. Forward it to your friends and family, and let's see if we can get Autumn this honor. It'd be a great way for her, a great exclamation point on a great career for her. We're going to talk a little Fifield Lions. We've got Mr. Bob Lavoie. We've got Big G lingering back in studio. We just can't kick him out of here. Big G, how you doing, Big G?
Good, how are you?
Good. Lots of good local events. We just are so happy to have people come in here and talk about it here in your local hometown radio station. So we got another big event coming up with the Lions, right?
Yeah, Fifield Lions Club. I just want to say, congratulations to Nolan Niehoff and Josephine Kaszewski for they were the recipients of our Fifield Lions Club scholarships this year. So congratulations to them. And, man, we got a big event going on. It's starting May 1st here, the Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run.
Yeah, we have 21 sponsors, local bars and establishments, cafes that have all made donations to be on the stops. So they're very active trying to help us get our trail pass cards sold, which are available at all those participating sponsors. We also have corporate sponsors that aren't necessarily on the run that have done a great job donating, and we'll give a shout out to some of them.
Yep, and, you know, if you want to get your $10 Trail Pass cards, you can get them from me or CNR Power Sports.
Yeah, Carl right at there. CNR Power Sports has those available also, as long as, and also pretty much any Fifield Lions Club member can.
Definitely, and also all of our stops.
Yep. So do we want to run down those stops, Big G?
Certainly, certainly. Let's run them down here. Vichy's Pub, Kevin and gang over there, they're one of our stops. The Timbers Roadhouse, the Outhouse. Mary Cassidy's Saloon in Fifield. Ridge Runners, they got a, Mary Cassidy's got a big event going down there. The Dirt Devils, what do they got going down there?
They have their annual membership drive.
Okay, for the Dirt
and,
Devils.
And just organizing some fun rides for the year, the way I understand. I think that's Saturday the 8th.
Yeah, that's coming up this weekend. Okay.
All right.
Ridge Runners and Butternut. Sugar Bush Bar. Empty Pockets. Just heard from Harv here. He's got that big live post-game brewer broadcast, so
yep.
Tune in for that. Country Cafe, the Polish Palace in Phillips.
Joel and Connie down there are good friends.
Joel and Connie, you betcha. Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill up there in Glidden. Moose Jaw Resort over on 144 there. Off of, what is that road called again?
Windsong.
The...
Is that Moose Jaw?
Yeah, that's over on...
Windsong Lane, I believe.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay, that's...
If I'm wrong, I'll have to put a quarter in the line.
144 is the fire lane there. What do they call that, 144?
Forest Road 144, yeah.
Oh, Shady Knoll.
Shady Knoll, that's it. No. All right, you're the winner. Shady Knoll.
Thank you.
All right, then we've got the Grove, Double D's. Butternut Cafe there, Jen right there on Highway 13. She's got trail passes, be sure. And if you're going, got an ATV, you can drive anything. You take your UTV, yeah, ATV, your classic car.
Yeah, absolutely. Car, horse,
motorcycle,
goat, walking, anything you want to do.
Joel was talking about taking his electric bicycle here with the cards and the spokes. I mean, that's okay too, you know.
Absolutely.
Large ferrets, yes. Anything, yeah.
All right, so moving on, Barnett K, Sunset Lake House there. Be sure Wednesday, barbecued ribs, baby, barbecued ribs, fall off the bone ribs over at Sunset Lake House.
And ice cold Schlitz.
There you go.
All right.
Bobbers on the lake. Check out their remodel over there. We were over there just for Lions meeting the other time. And man, they got a nice setup there. The Big Dipper over in Shady Knoll Road. And Midway Bar, Jack's Corner Bar here in Park Falls. And the Lanes. There's 21 stops on there.
Yep, there is. And then we've got our non-stop sponsors, our corporate sponsors from here in town. So I'd like to run through some of those.
All right.
Yeah.
You want me to read those?
You want to do that or you want me?
Oh, well, here. You're going to take the sheet.
I got it. I'm all ready to roll.
You got them right
on our official Facebook page.
Right there.
High tech.
Yeah, yeah. So we have our friend Henry Rauschenbach from Restore You in Park Falls always steps up for any event. And Fifield Lions has already agreed to give a $100 donation to him for his toy drive for supporting this event for us. Blake and Kerrigan and the crew at B&B Insurance Services got us an incredible basket to give away. And our old hometown favorite, Lenny Rob Dane, Lenny's Lunkers, a full day guided fishing trip on your choice of the Willow or Flambeau Flowage. Fifield Grocery, Mary Barrett at Arts Barber and Styling Studio. Area 31, it's the old Yamaha Proving Ground over between Fifield and Minocqua. It's an off-road park, open to corporate events, individual rides. Chase and Greg Walker over there have done great supporting all of our events. From a little bit further away, they sent us an incredible gift pack. Hastings Concrete, a nice heated blanket, plugs in your cigarette lighter and your ATV, UTV. Ron Ernst Lumber Company, St. Croix Rods, J&A Services, Bernie, out there by Sugar Bush, electric bikes and lots of other things for sale out there. Carl Riccardi at CNR Power Sports in Park Falls, great selection of gifts that he's given us. And we're just really, really happy to have so much corporate and business sponsorships here. Big G, is there anybody I missed?
Well, we got Wheelway Auto Supercenter, or the $50 certificate.
Yeah, for, Troy Danielson
parts there.
Hooked us up with that.
Okay.
All right, so how do they win all that stuff?
So June 30th at the Moverich Park in Fifield, we'll be having an event. Pig roast being done by the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. Also going to have an ATV, UTV wash down there, courtesy of a fire truck.
I like it.
And we do have Trail Twister Fun Run shirts that are available for pre-order. They'll also be available at the event. We do have a Facebook page for both the Fifield Lions Club and the Fifield Lions Trail Twister event. So we will have bucket drawings, 50-50 raffles. Anybody that completes all 21 stops on their card will be put into a special cash drawing. And that is June 30th at the Moverich Park in Fifield.
It'll start at 1 o'clock.
Yep, 1 o'clock.
All right. So people get out and hit all those stops that we mentioned earlier and get yourself a chance to win a lot of that stuff, right? By getting punches and stuff on those stops, right?
Yep. Fill the cards, all 21 stops, cash drawing for those people. And then the public is open to come and stop in and buy 50-50 tickets and buy chances for all the raffle prizes from all these great sponsors.
All right. June 30th. It's coming up faster than we think.
June 30th. Yeah. You betcha.
All right. Fifield Lions doing some great things in our community. Did we hit it all, guys? Good?
I think we pretty much covered it. It's on now. So, all right.
Big
Trail Pass cards. And
all right. Mr. LaVoy, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Joel.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
More Reality Radio coming up. It's 9:11. I mentioned earlier this morning, I've been in radio 37 years. This person has been in my life for 37 years, but has never been on the radio with me. I won't be able to say that shortly.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's executive order now in place at the southern border, effectively sealing off asylum for those who cross into the U.S. illegally or try to. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is closed today after gunfire erupted outside the entrance. The gunman shot, but no one else was hurt, says ABC's Marcus Moore at the foreign desk.
This incident comes as heightened tensions are underway in the region and reports that Israel is calling up 50,000 additional reservists in preparation, it says, for any escalation on the Lebanon front. Clashes between Israel and Hezbollah have intensified in these last 2 weeks. All of this since the war broke out in Gaza on October 8th. The U.S. and other countries have been trying to keep this war from spreading into a wider conflict.
Amanda Knox, the American woman convicted of murdering her former roommate in Italy, then had that conviction overturned, has just been convicted again by an Italian court of slander. She had been trying to clear her name. This is ABC News. Due in court today, the Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife. Prosecutors in court papers say that James Craig laced his wife's protein shake with cyanide. New charges connected to the 2020 election in an alleged scheme to set up fake electors in Wisconsin to back former President Donald Trump. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Associates who helped former President Trump try to block Joe Biden from becoming president are facing new legal challenges. Two of Trump's attorneys and one of his campaign aides have each been charged with a felony, accused of being part of a scheme where bogus electors tied to Trump would certify him rather than Biden as the next president. The Wisconsin Attorney General charged the men with felony forgery, and each are facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted.
And in time for a big summer party, big case of beer, forget the six-pack. Pabst Blue Ribbon is offering a 180-pack. The 180-can case available for a limited time. It'll set you back $100. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 4 Democratic and 22 Republican incumbents in the Wisconsin Assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. That's according to an analysis by WisPolitics. The Republicans facing primary challengers include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A Chautauqua police officer made an unusual save over the weekend. According to a Facebook post from the Chautauqua Police Department, an officer responded to reports of several ducklings falling into a storm drain in the area west of Center Street. The officer called for additional help and removed the storm drain, allowing crews to chase 10 ducklings around the zigzagging pipes and bring them back up to safety. The ducklings were then taken down the street to Bailey Lake, where they were reunited with their mother. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is offering a new option for residents to add emergency contact information to their driver's license and identification records. Officials say the goal of the new option is to help law enforcement authorities contact a family member quickly in the event of a car crash or other emergency. The contact information will not physically appear on the card in case it gets lost, and law enforcement authorities will be the only ones that can access that information in an emergency. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies, 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Guerrero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. So really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their three-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Well, the state golf meet wrapped up yesterday down in Kohler at Black Wolf Run. Prentice finished in eighth place in that event. They were led by Maddie Häkkinen. They only got 9 holes in on Monday and then 18 in on Tuesday. But Maddie, he finished tied for 14th. Overall, so quite an accomplishment for him. Prentice's Elijah Harding and Evan Lord, along with Jackson Isaacson and Hagen Isaacson, all on that team. So congrats to them. Great accomplishment to make it to state, and they really really had a pretty good 27 holes. They carded a 536 total. The winner was Mineral Point with a 483. And Lakeland, they won the team championship in Division II as Lakeland was led by Matt Hagert. He finished tied for 4th overall, carded a 36 the first day in the 9 holes, and then 77 on the second day to lead the way. Lakeland also, members of the team include Jeremy Henson, Grayson Wagner, and also David Cook on the squad. And the Lakeland team finishes first, and they are state champions for Division II. Let's get you that keyword of the day for our giveaway. I got to find my sheet. Hang on. Let's do the weather first, and we'll come back with our keyword here for the 9 o'clock hour.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
All right, we've got our key word for the 9 o'clock hour. It is red. Let's do a better job of spelling this than we did the key word of the day for the 7 o'clock hour. We struggled with the word pop, P-O-P. So R-E-D, red, is your key word. Text that to us right now, and you will be in for the hourly prize drawings, which will include tickets to all kinds of attractions in Wisconsin Dells. Daily winners of tickets to Brewers, club-level seats for the Brewers. And then every time you enter each hour, you're automatically in for the grand prize drawings. Fort Atkinson, nice cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. And Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So those will be the grand prizes. The key word for the 9 a.m. hour is red, R-E-D. You got till the end of this hour to get that to us. If this is the first time you're hearing about it, to text us that word, all you got to do is just download that Civic Media app on your cell phone, your Android or iPhone, and go to the Play Store, search for Civic Media, put that app on your phone, click on it, And you'll see 98Q and text us right from there, the word R-E-D. Getting a lot of entries. So thanks to everybody. We're excited. This week and next week, the Civic Media Statewide Summer Scotty Text Win Contest.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
It's 9:21 here on Reality Radio. Busy, busy morning. Lots of good local stuff. We always archive it, too, under the podcast section of 98QCountry.com. Well, I mentioned earlier this morning that I've been on the radio for 37 years, and this person has been a part of my life for every second that I've been on the planet, but she has never, ever been on the radio before with me. And, of course, that's not my wife, because she has been on many times, but it is my mom, who is in town visiting us. Mom, good morning.
Good morning.
Before, just, I've had people say, we want to know the real truth about Joel. And so they want to know the real truth about Joel. They want to know some dirt on me. I've been on the radio here for 25 years. And so they said they wanted to ask you a question. One of my listeners says, I want to ask your mom, tell me something about Joel that the rest of the world and the listening audience doesn't know about Joel. What would you say?
Well, I guess one thing I would say is Joel is a survivor, because he had three older brothers that they were good to him, but sometimes they took advantage.
Mm-hmm. Four boys that were about 5.5 years apart, 5.5, 6 years apart.
Oh, you mean the four?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and so we were pretty close in years. It's not like, you know, you had a brother that was 8 or 9 years old and they were protectors. We were all battlers, weren't we? Now, to give you an idea of the type of mom my mom was, she was the only person in our family. All my brothers and I played sports, played football, basketball, baseball, track. And all the way through high school, nobody ever broke a bone, because we always drank a lot of milk. Except for my mom, who broke her ankle playing football with the four boys in the backyard. You remember that?
Oh, I do, yes. I think I can still hear it crack.
Yeah, I remember us loading you into the back of the blue VW Bug. That was probably a 1960s VW Bug with a mattress in the back, sliding you into there and taking you to the hospital with a broken ankle. So of all that stuff, that mom was the only one. She was a tough football player. She was a good blocker, too. So. So is there anything else you think that my listeners who have been with me for a long time should know about me growing up? I'm still very young, obviously. You're very young. But through my life, what, anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners, Mom?
Oh, gosh.
That's putting her on the spot, Joel.
Yeah. Shane, anything you want to share? No, don't forget it.
Give me an hour.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, I was...
Shut her mic off.
I was very fortunate to have four boys plus Joel.
including your husband, right?
Yes.
Yes.
They were all good sons, and Joel especially, he was always... I tell a story, I don't know how interesting it is, of every time the car left, Joel, he wanted to be with me no matter where I went.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's because I was fearing getting beat up by my brothers. I just wanted to go with you.
Oh, is that why?
Probably.
Little baby of the family.
But when Mom would go grocery shopping, She would always say, anybody want to go with me? And I would always be the one.
Yes, and his older brother, Mark, who many times wanted to go, but he wanted to go alone. So he had to be pretty sneaky.
Yeah, he didn't want little brother Joel to come with him.
it was so much fun watching Joel play his sports, mm-hmm. basketball, and
well, it's challenging for anyone like you who had four boys and your husband, so five boys, but you grew up in a very unique family when you were a kid, because it was just the opposite for you when you were a child, right?
Right. There was four girls in my family, and I had a twin sister, Carol, and then I had two older twin sisters. They were about almost 4 years apart.
Yeah. So you went from a family of four girls, two sets of twins, one identical, one not identical, and you were launched into a family where you were flying solo as the only girl.
Oh, it was fun. I just wouldn't have had it any other way.
Yeah. I just, one of the things I remember from a child back in the 70s is, well, it was usually a Saturday or a Sunday where my mom would declare, it was usually a nice summer day, and she would say, everyone out of the house. Everyone, because she wanted to clean, she wanted to vacuum, and she didn't want that situation where she cleaned something and then turned around and it was dirty again, where there was shoes laying on the floor. So she would declare, everyone out of the house till supper time. So we were out of the house till supper time. And you had the whole house to yourself to clean.
Probably dirtying up the outside, so then she's got to do that next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, no, they were good guys.
Yeah. Well, it's good to finally have you on the radio, Mom, and to see where all the magic, whatever that is, happens here of the morning show. So it's fantastic to have you visiting up here. It's been a while since my mom lives in Menominee. And it's been a while since she's been up here to see our beautiful Northwoods. So, all right. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
And Bill's here, too, by the way. He doesn't talk very much.
Bill is our dog.
Yes, Bill. Bill, our...
Not everybody knows who Bill is.
Well, as some of them do. Bill, our pug, is in studio here, too. So, more reality radio coming up.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
It's What Is It Wednesday at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Go to their Facebook page right now. Guess what the part or product is? Then don't answer. Call or stop in and get 5% off your next purchase up to $100 discount. Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Dad's the star this June at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Elevate his game with 25% off all grilling accessories by Sabre, excluding grills. Treat Dad to that premium grill flavor only a Sabre grill offers. Leisure City has everything to transform your backyard into a vacation oasis. Premium patio furniture, hot tubs, saunas, and much more. Join Big G Saturday, June 8th, when 98Q Country will be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's all happening during the Customer Appreciation Brat and Hot Dog Cookout. Get Dad ready to grill with a new Sabre grill and 25% off grilling accessories. Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
All right, we appreciate everyone who's gone on and voted for Autumn, our local's track athlete, for Athlete of the Week through our schools and wisports.net. But we're still about 20 votes down. This athlete we're chasing is not giving up. They got to got a lot of people voting too. So please go on there, vote. You can go to the 98Q Country Facebook page and you'll see the post there with the link, or go to directly to wissports.net. Share it with your family and friends. Tell them to vote. You can vote from your phone, then you can vote from your computer, then you can vote from your other computer. As long as a different IP type address, you can do that. So please go on there and do that. My goal is to get Autumn in the lead before we leave the air at 10 o'clock, and we're still about 20 votes down. So please go in and cast your ballot for Athlete of the Week for track athlete Autumn Mikulski of Shawamigan. Lumberman's Day celebration. The Catawba Ken and Lumberman's Day, we're going to have some folks on with that, but then it didn't work out for that. So let's talk about some of those events going on down in the Catawba Kenan area. Friday, June 7th, 6 o'clock, there is a cruise in classic vehicles, 6:30. There's a flag retirement ceremony put on by the American Legion. At 6:45, it'll be Elvis tribute with Lauren Wanish. And then a bonfire to follow, and that's all on Friday. Saturday, down on the Catawba Kenan, there's a parade at 10:30. There's a chicken dinner starting at 11. There's polka music from 11:30 to 3. And they've got a co-ed volleyball tournament going on. They've got softball, middle school softball game at 11:30 noon. There's a cornhole tournament on Saturday. There's a horseshoe tournament also at noon. There is a chainsaw cutting competition at 12:30. Raffles throughout the day, including a $100 raffle tickets, and from 4 to 8 live music on Saturday with Twisted Whiskers. So a lot going on. The Catawba Kenan Lumberman's Day celebration. I think this is over like 100 years strong. Quite a tradition down there and a great local celebration. You may want to make your way down there, especially on Saturday, to take in that activity coming up this weekend.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
All right, lots of local events to talk about. We mentioned this yesterday. I want to mention it again. The Park Falls Library has the Circus Science Spectacular tomorrow. The kids and family are going to love this. They're going to combine education with fun on this. They're going to learn all about concepts like forces and motion and simple machines and chemical reactions and more, and combine the education with making it really fun. And this is a sponsorship through Northwoods Community Credit Union. They make it possible. And that'll be from starting at 10:30 tomorrow at the Park Falls Public Library. Next Tuesday, Traveling Lantern Theater Company. Next Tuesday, they present The Quest for the Kakapo. That'll be next Tuesday, so mark that on your calendar for 10:30 next Tuesday. On Friday, we're going to welcome in a gentleman who's involved with the Amber Lake Disc Golf Event, the second annual. And the Park Falls American Legion is putting this on over at Sandy Point Resort and Disc Golf Ranch over there. So a gentleman who was involved with that is going to join us Friday morning. He couldn't make it due to other obligations today, so he will join us here on Friday. And thanks to Harb Borowski for mentioning the Restore You Cornhole Classic. This is a fourth annual event that has given away hundreds and even thousands of dollars to local charities. And we got teams coming in from all over the upper part of Wisconsin, including some pros that'll be a part of this. If you want to come throw Friday night, there's a Switch Holio, which is just kind of a relaxed event where you get a random partner to play with. And then Saturday will be singles and doubles. And if you want to sign up, you can just come the day of the event. The event, 6 o'clock on Friday night, and then gets going right away again at like 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. I believe it might be a little later than that, but get there like 9 or so. The event is, again, supported heavily by Restore You and many other sponsors that allows them to make donations back to the community, to our youth sports programs. And there's a special raffle going on for the set of cornhole boards, and that'll benefit the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So if you can make your way down to the Rec Arena Friday night or Saturday, peek in and see some you know, see guys throwing some cornhole, and girls too, some pretty good throwers down there. I'll be down there helping to run that event along with Al Baghdadi, Al Murphy. Today, if you're traveling around the Northwoods, County Highway K is closed today. They're doing some work on that, so you folks down in the Prentice area should be aware of that. And also the Jump River Valley Historical Society, their museum is going to be open the second and fourth Saturdays of the month, and that includes this Saturday. And they'll be open from 9 to 4. And you might be down in that area anyway for the Ken and Catawba Lumberman's Day celebration. This was right on Highway 8, Catawba. They got over 2,000 displays and just tons of stuff in there. A lot of history. I wasn't even aware of this place, and you might not be either. So the museum will be open Saturday from 9 to 4, U.S. Highway 8, Catawba. It is the Jump River Valley Historical Society. Big G is lingering, and he made his way back in the studio. Look at him go.
Hey, Joel.
And you got some free stuff to give away, I hear.
Well, yeah, right? It was a great family affair here just a little bit ago.
Yeah, it was awesome.
To meet your mom there and hear some stories. That was great.
It was all the years I've been in radio, I've always thought about, like, calling her on her birthday, but I never quite felt comfortable doing that. So this was just a good opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
To have definitely her in there. So, yeah, she's an incredible person. Her and my dad were both, my dad passed away a few years back, but she's just an incredible woman, and I'm just honored to have her in here. So,
super.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Blessed to have her in your life. Yeah,
yes. Yep, Big G's favorite places to eat.
Yep. One of my favorite campaigns that I came up with, Big G's favorite places to eat. I get to go around beautiful Northwoods here and try all these great entrees, all these bars, resorts, supper clubs, restaurants, and man, I haven't been disappointed. I tell you, every place I go, I fill up, and man, some delicious food, and no exception is Happy Days, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. They're our featured Big G's favorite places to eat business today. We're going to be giving away a $25 certificate from them. How are we doing that, Joel? Are we going to do calls? Are we going to do texts?
Since we're doing our other text to win contest, we're just going to make this a straight phone call.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday from noon to 7. And they're right on Highway 8 there in Kenan. They're great nightly specials, including the Wednesday night complimentary dinner special for your birthday. So you have a birthday month. If your birthday is in the month of June, stop into John and Heidi's Happy Days there on Wednesday. And they're going to treat you to a 6-ounce tenderloin with a choice of potato for your birthday. That's a pretty good birthday meal, huh, Joel?
Yeah, I'd take that. Yeah, that's
Won't
good.
You take that?
Yeah.
Friday, fish fries excellent with walleye or cod, bluegill. And the difference maker is the all-you-can-eat shrimp. You know, those are four of my favorite words, Joel. All-you-can-eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And with a full salad bar. The salad bar's out of this world. You can try my favorite. Go there and devour the fire-roasted prime rib on Saturday night. Be sure and get the mushrooms. Ooh. And you talk about a salad bar. I mean, step up. Step up, Joel, this salad bar. It's got two types of soups. They got all the dressings, the fresh greens, a variety of salads. You even got the sugar cookies out there for dessert. So, I mean, it's a complete meal, and Man, you won't leave the table hungry, I can guarantee that.
All right.
So, we've got a $25 certificate we're going to give away today.
Caller 5 at 715. Caller
5 is going to get that certificate.
Yep. 762-3221.
John and Heidi's Happy Days right there in Kennan. So
715-762-3221. If it's busy, just try back again. So caller 5. Get you $25 and get you down there eating all the good stuff Big G's been talking about.
Yeah, if you'd like to be part of this campaign, give me a call. 715-492-2654. Make a suggestion on what I should try, and I'll be happy to go on the air and talk about it. My Big G's Favorite Places to Eat campaign, and you'll be featured at least once a month on Reality Radio.
All right. Very good, Big G.
All right.
I'm becoming concerned that we're not going to win this Athlete of the Week thing because it's a struggle. We're still 20 votes down, Big G.
Oh, boy. We got to get things rolling here.
Big G, make a call out. You know everybody. A call out to go on and
let's,
vote. Right?
Let's support Autumn. Autumn Mikowski, right here, right from Fifield, Wisconsin there, I believe. And, man, she has earned the accolades that she's gotten in track here. And I guess she's heading out to Oklahoma State
on Cowboys
a track, scholarship there. So let's get her those votes. Let's make her the Athlete of the Week. You can go on any mobile device, your cell phone, your laptop. I guess if you've got separate IP addresses, my understanding is you can vote more than once.
Yeah.
Okay.
98Q Facebook page has a link, or go directly to wissports.net, wissports.net. You'll see on the right side it says Our School's Athlete of the Week. And vote in there. Share it with your family and friends because we're about 20 votes behind right now, and I don't know what's going to happen when I leave the air and I'm not promoting it anymore. And
the deadline is, what's tomorrow? Is the
tomorrow
deadline?
At, let's see, the timer says it will end in one day and 4 hours. So that's like, what, 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
So we got another day here. So
vote for Autumn.
Best way is go to that Facebook post and share it with people and just ask them to vote. That's a good way to get that out there. So thank you, Big G. We'll get our winner.
You betcha. I just want to just let people know I'm going to be out broadcasting live at Leisure City this weekend, Saturday, June 8th from 11 to 2. It's all about Dad weekend there. 25% off all Sabre grilling accessories over there. And they're having some hot dogs and brat cookout over there. And I'll be giving away a pair of Brewer tickets and some Wisconsin Dell packages here. So be sure and stop by 11 to 2 Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North.
All right. Very good. We have a winner, and his name is Bob. Hey, Bob. Does Bob have a last name, or is it just Bob?
Just Bob.
It's Bob. All right.
Bob.
All right. There you go. Bob.
Bob. B-O-B or B-O-B. Congratulations, Bob.
Congratulations, Bob, the winner of our $25.
Certificate right up here at the office here from Brianna. She has a certificate, so stop in and pick that up today and enjoy your delicious meal over at John and Heidi's Happy Days on Highway 8 in Kennan, Wisconsin.
Very good. 942. More stuff to talk about on Reality Radio next.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Park Falls Farmers Market is back for a second big week this week. Join them from 2 to 5:30 today. The parking lot of Crisis Servant Lutheran Church. I was down there last week. It's starting to grow, getting there. They've got all kinds of great items still. You're going to find, they gave me a list here. They gave locally produced honey, maple syrup, maple sugar, barrel-aged maple sugar. There's green onions. There's chives, eggs, baked goods, sourdough breads, sweet breads. There's fry pies. They've got cinnamon rolls, donuts, freshly grown, organic, of course. A great assortment of canned goods, such as fruit jams and butter. There's pickles, salsa, jalapenos, and beets, grass-fed black Angus beef, and more. Freeze-dried food and dog biscuits will be at the market, too. There's vegetable plants like tomatoes, pepper, hasta, and oyster cracker plants that'll be available for your garden. Hanging flowers and baskets and succulents also. So most of the vendors do accept Quest Card, the EBT, the WIC, and Senior Market coupons. Park Falls Farmers Market, LLC. Now a member of the Park Falls Chamber. They had a ribbon cutting there last week. So they are thankful for all the supporters and volunteers, everybody who makes it work. Northwoods Community Credit Union, one of the sponsors, North Lakes Community Clinic, the Park Falls Lions. So eat healthy, shop local, and meet some people. I made a few friends down there. I got my dealer, my pea in the pod dealer. Oh, he knows who he is. So that's the Park Falls Farmers Market today from 2 to 5:30, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin, serves up a great pizza. Double D's offers over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, and now a full salad bar available for the summer. Sit at the bar or dine in their expanded dining area or carry out a pizza today. Call 715-769-3509 and order one today from Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D's.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
And more of Reality Radio at 9:46. We just love Reality Radio because you just never know who's going to pop in and chat with you. And we've got Terry Wilson with us with the Old Abe Mercantile Store, recently opened here in Park Falls. Nice enough to get away and join us. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I was in your store last week checking it out. Just a beautiful, beautiful store. And you guys are looking forward to it growing and continuing to grow and add things. And speaking of adding... Oh, anytime someone says today's the day that the coffee started flowing, I'm just like, you got my attention, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the coffee going, right?
Coffee's flowing. So we got lattes. We got specialty blended drinks. We got some smoothies. We got spritzers, Americanos, macchiatos, you name it. All the good coffee stuff. I got to test as we were going through and getting our portions down and everything. I tested a lot of espresso in those days. Let's just say I was a little jittery some of those days.
Yeah, I don't want to describe what's going on in the studio, but Terry is currently pacing back and forth with a headset on, so very rapidly.
Yes, I have a sweatband on. And no, it's. I think one day I think I counted 9 shots of espresso I had within like 3 hours. I was like, I should probably relax a little bit. But yeah, it's really awesome. We got it going. We also have liquidated retail goods. So what we do is we go out and we find liquidation goods, which are all brand new off-the-shelf products from your favorite stores like Target, Walmart, Kohl's, Sam's Club. And we're able to get those products in our store at a discount price, which I think in this community has been really awesome. We've had a lot of good response from places. Funny enough, one of our number one sellers have been...
wait a minute. Before you say this,
yeah.
Later on, she said, you told me the number one thing. I'm just like thinking, jeans and sweatshirts. And the number one selling item for the Old Day Burke right now is...
Bras.
Yes, bras. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I should have a sound effect with that. Come on, sound effect guy. Here we go. All right.
There you go.
You just never know, what people need, right?
It's a need, and that's the thing, and we didn't even think about that, but we had a pallet of bras come in, and so we put them out on the store, and we're like, oh my gosh, I guess there's a real need for that, which is great to know, because then we were able to cater, and then we also had, requests like socks and the basic necessities of things, and we're like, well, we're really happy to be able to be in a place that we can provide that need to this area and you know, also create a great environment for people to come and hang out with the coffee shop now open. We're encouraging people to come in, hang out, bring a group of friends, talk, relax. We don't care how long you stay. Like, honestly, we have tables set up. We have a couple little couches and things, too, for people to do. We also have Wi-Fi if you're looking to, you know, answer some emails or do anything you need to do. We have that all available.
Yeah. And that's all what you're talking about is on the main floor, but on the upper floor, there's some places for people to sit too.
Yep.
But and you have an area in the upper part that's very unique that you're looking to expand, and that's in the antiques, right?
The antiques, yeah, the upstairs. So we have two levels of our store, which is a huge benefit. It's kind of like an old department store, which it actually, the building was at one time. It was in Helders.
Yeah.
It was a department store. So yeah. Upstairs, we have antiques for vendors. So we have vendors that come in and they could rent a booth and allows them to really expand their market and things. We have a couple great vendors there now that have amazing products and great collections. And the cool thing is you can, like I said, you get a cup of coffee, you walk around there and you see something down memory lane and it starts a conversation with people. And that's what I've really enjoyed. A lot of people come in, they're like, oh my gosh, an 8-track player. I haven't seen one of those in forever. Or, you know, oh my gosh, look at that beautiful sign or one of those Pyrex glasses, or look at this. Oh, my grandma had that teacup set. You know, I've actually had people say that, and it's really cool just to know where people come from. And
if people are interested in that, some people like to collect antiques, go to auctions and buy antiques and resell. You have space available.
Yes.
People want to have their own little space and have things for sale that are antique. That's available too, right?
Correct. Yes. It's a great opportunity for anybody who has a collection sitting around too, and maybe you just want to try to start getting rid of stuff or doing things that you're trying to go through. But, you know, I've always loved antiques. I've always been a huge history buff, and the fact that, you know, we're able to do this, and it's a family, you know, my brother-in-law Sean came to me and he was like, I got this idea, and we were able to go ahead and make this happen. And then it's been a family effort. Our whole family's been involved in getting this done. And
yeah. And what's cool about the antique area is you have a lot of built-in cases already.
Yes, we do.
Up there. So it's not like there's going to be a lot of labor if you rent a space because there's already cabinet space basically there.
Correct.
Ready to go, right?
Correct. Yeah. A lot of that was already built in from the previous establishment that was in the building. So that was a huge benefit for us and for all of our vendors to come in. And it's a real simple setup. If you guys want more details, please feel free to stop in the store and get the information from us. We'd love to have more and more people in there, because I don't know about you, I like I wouldn't say crowded antique store, but I like a full antique store that I can really go
through. You can never have, as long as there's a path to walk, you're good. You're good. Excuse me. That's fine. So Old A Mercantile, located right next to Forward Bank. It's a big brick building there.
Yep.
You can't miss it. So the coffee, you've been kind of patiently waiting to get the finalization on that. The coffee is flowing, so swing on in there for lunch or whatever. Give us the hours that you'll have the coffee available there.
Starting tomorrow, we'll be open 6 to 6.
Okay.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you're going to work or you're trying to get somewhere real quick in the morning, feel free to stop on in. We'll get you going right out the door. And
easy place to park right in the back. Just slip in there.
Back and street parking right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And check out the clothing too. And again, if you stop in, you know, if you've already stopped in or if you're going to, come back, because you guys continue to build and adjust to what people need, right?
Yep. We just got a pallet last Sunday. So we got some new home goods and some new appliances and furniture that we just got in. So if you're looking for something like that, feel free to stop back in and look if you've already been there.
Yeah.
But it's always changing what we get in, and sometimes we don't know what we get. So sometimes we ended up getting a TV on a pallet, so that's now in the store for sale.
Yeah.
So there's some things like that come in, so it's always exciting. It's kind of like
cool.
Christmas morning.
Yeah. Old A Mercantile, just recently opened here in the last couple of weeks, right on Highway 13, Park Falls, right by Forward Bank. Easy parking, easy access in and out for anybody, any age.
Yep.
Easy access.
Yep. In and out, easy. The stairs are upstairs, obviously. Yeah. So the second floor has stairs. But other than that, it's mainly a pretty easy way to get in and out. We have ramps and side entrances as well, if needed.
Yeah, so get yourself a cup of Joe. Maybe stop. What time is it? Okay. All right, need some Joe. All right, Terry, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Old A Mercantile, brand new here to Park Falls. Stop in and check it out.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And we got a keyword going on this hour. It is red, R-E-D, red. You got about 5 minutes left to text us that keyword through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that on your phone, just search for it in your Apple, your app store. Just search for Civic Media. Click on 98Q. Text us the word red, and you'll automatically be in for the hourly drawings of Wisconsin Dells tickets, daily drawings of Brewer tickets, and grand prize drawings of stays all across the state of Wisconsin. It is a statewide Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, and the key word for this hour, good for only a few minutes, is red.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
All right, lots going on in the Northwest. It's summertime and busy show here. Again, all the segments we do, archive up at 98qcountry.com under the podcast segment, because we know that today's society likes to click in here, so we'll give you a chance to do that. We're going to talk a little Northwoods greenhouse and ice cream. We've got Tanya with us this morning. No Dave today, just you, Tanya, okay?
Just me.
He's busy working, right?
Yes.
All right, very good. So how's the spring going so far at Northwoods greenhouse?
We've had a very, very wonderful spring. We've sold out most of our hanging baskets. We do have quite a few left. We are starting a new boardwalk.
Tell us about that a little bit.
Dave is going to add on to our tangled butterfly terrace, and he's going to put a boardwalk in that is filled with porch pots and hanging baskets, and we're going to do a trial garden out there. And you'll be able to vote on it while you're walking through and looking at all the baskets and everything. You'll be able to have a chance to vote on your favorite, and that's how we'll kind of pick and choose what we will build for next year for everyone.
So they can vote on that.
Yes.
All right. And there are certain, you mentioned the butterfly terrace and such, and a lot of people realize this, but there are certain plants that you can put in your yard that will attract certain types of insects, right? Or butterflies.
Correct. Yeah.
The butterflies, there's just certain plants that they like, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, we have one of Dave's favorites is, I believe it's called Asclepias, and it's the butterfly weed is what they call it, but it's, although not my favorite, he loves it, he puts it in everything, and it really attracts so many, and they get on there and they will plant, he plants it, and it literally it attracts everything that you could possibly ever want in your garden. Yeah. With hummingbirds. He's big on those.
Butterflies are wonderful.
Yes, they are.
Nobody's afraid of a butterfly,
no,
right?
No, nobody is.
I mean, everybody's got, you know, the snakes and the bats and, you know, the hummingbirds are even a little bit too indecisive for me. We've got hummingbirds, a couple of them in our front yard, and they fly a little too much like a bat for me. They kind of go... But they are harmless.
Yes.
And it's nothing cooler than seeing a hummingbird doing its thing at a plant or at a feeder and just lingering there and getting that close-up photo of it. Those are pretty
absolutely
cool.
Beautiful, yes. Yeah. And we have quite a few of them out there.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. But if people are thinking about, we're past Memorial Day now.
Yes, we
are. So we can put it in the ground and nobody's going to yell at us, right?
Yeah, put it in the ground. We have so many vegetables. We have so many tomatoes and cucumbers and pumpkins and zucchini. We have everything you possibly need to put in your garden. Come on out. We'd love to see you. And you can have some ice cream. And we have a new thing this year. It's drinkables. We built some drinkables. And they're actually, what we do is we put everything in one little pot that you can build a mojito or a basil lemonade, and all the stuff that you need to build it is in one pot that we grew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's a new thing we did this year too.
Yeah, and if you have a cabin or a house and maybe you're doing something at your house or maybe there's plants that you wanted to put in, do some landscaping, you guys